I'm Steve Garrett, host of Within the Realm. Here at Within the Realm, we look at things a little differently. There's plenty of information out there that explains how the big events in the world affect regular folks. But here at Within the Realm, we focus on the regular folks first. So if you enjoy our approach to these stories, could you do us a favor? Share a Facebook post or a tweet, review the podcast on your favorite podcast channel, or just keep listening. Thanks for choosing us. Now, on with the show. Welcome to Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. At Within the Realm, I introduce you to stories from within my realm, stories about people and places I'm familiar with, and some of the legends and tales that go along with them. We first met Nikki in our Superfan episode. You'll remember she was half of the young couple fascinated with the reality TV show Survivor. In that interview, Nikki made a statement that stood out to me. She said that she believed that we were made to do hard things. In addition to her reality TV fandom, Nikki, a mom of a kindergartner and one still at home, is an avid runner, and she recently undertook a new challenge. You've run at least one marathon.
Yeah, I run two marathons.
And how many half marathons have you run?
I have lost count a lot.
The next big race you're training for is a half marathon.
Yes, I'm running a half marathon. It's in Liberty. It's the Liberty Hospital half marathon.
With this event,
yes,
you're running with a special condition.
A condition.
What is the special condition that you're running this race with?
I will be running this half marathon 22 weeks pregnant.
When I heard Nikki was going to compete in this half marathon, I knew that there was a story there. I spoke with her a couple of times during her training about it. It's certainly not something you see every day, but I found out it's not uncommon as you might think. But this is for sure. To do something such as this, you must love running. You enjoy running.
I do. Yep, I run a lot, and I've run for a lot of years. I didn't run competitively in high school because I was afraid that if someone told me how much to run and critiqued how I ran and all of that, that I would be less interested or it would take the fun out of it. And I always enjoyed it, so I wanted to do it on my own terms.
How much would you say you run in a week?
It definitely depends on what I'm training for or where I am in life. So some weeks are off weeks where I try to pull back and not run as much. But on an average week, I probably run 4 miles 5 times a week, so like 20 miles-ish.
To be clear, Nikki, who is a nurse, signed up for the event before she knew she was expecting. That sounds like something that doesn't happen a lot.
No. I feel like a lot of people try to be really relaxed when they're pregnant, and they take a pull back from running or working out or exercising, whether it's because you're not feeling good or you're just worried that overexertion's gonna harm your baby. For me, I don't expect to get like a personal record. We call that a PR. Like, I don't expect for this to be my fastest half marathon ever. I just think it's a good goal to keep me active while I'm pregnant. I wouldn't do it if I had concerns. I've had two babies before, and both pregnancies were perfectly normal and uneventful, and that's how I like them. Then with this one, I feel confident in what my body can do, and I have the backing of my OB. That always makes you feel a little better when your OB gives you the thumbs up to continue your activities.
This is a situation that's going to continue to develop.
Right.
So what do you expect as you train?
Since it's my third baby, I already am showing, so I can tell that I'm a little off balance. And I bought a pregnancy like support belt that just kind of helps hold the baby a little tighter. And I have to take more stops for water. I might even walk a little bit during this race, which I definitely normally don't do. And so I'm taking more care in my pulse while I'm running and just being more aware of staying in a comfort zone. Because normally in a race or when you're training, you want to push yourself out of your comfort zone. But this race, I'm just going to try to maintain and go at a good, steady, even pace that my body feels comfortable with. Because right now, my baby's the size of a lemon. And then by the time I'm running this race, come March, the baby will be like a pound. And so just even how much the baby will grow in size, that's going to affect my posture and my gait while I'm running and my sense of balance. Well, you read those stories about people that ran like the Boston Marathon 40 weeks pregnant and gave birth the next day or gave birth hours later or whatever. And I don't think I'm that hardcore. I did sign up for a race before I knew I was pregnant that I'll be 38 weeks pregnant for, but I'm not going to run that marathon because it is in Minnesota. So that's a little bit too far from home. And my OB said, well, if you want to have a baby in Minnesota, then go ahead and run that.
Why do you push yourself like this?
I don't think this is actually a race that I'm considering that it's pushing myself. For the first trimester, I hardly ran at all because I felt so tired and yuck that I didn't feel the need to run or the desire to run. So I didn't. But now that I'm in my second trimester, I feel a lot better. And running has always been a way for me to have some me time, for me to get my endorphins going. Like, it's always just been a good relaxation for me. And so I know that sounds weird, running and relaxation, but it really does help me de-stress. Being able to get out there, even if it's way slower than my normal pace and it feels a little different, I just feel better when I'm doing it. I've never run this far when I've been pregnant before, so that'll be an interesting feat in itself, and I just want to finish. I don't even have a goal but to finish. Being pregnant is not an illness that pregnant people can do normal things, and our bodies as women are tough and we can do tough things. And so I'm not worried about me. I'm just wanting to give myself a good goal just to finish. During the race, I might be thinking, why did I do this? Because with a big old belly, it'll be interesting. Like, I've never felt that feeling of running 13 miles with an extra passenger. It'll be fun. I'm excited to see how it goes. I'm a little nervous just thinking about in 10 weeks, I don't know how I'll feel. I'm hoping I feel good. I feel good right now. It'll be a good challenge for me because it's something I've never experienced. And so it's just one more way to test your body and just see what it can do. And if it fights me on it, then I'll let it fight me and I'll let it win. I'll chill out and I'll walk or I'll do what I need to do to finish, but I'm not gonna be too crazy.
Although it's been done before, and she has the blessing of her doctor, I asked Nikki if she were concerned about others who might frown on her participation in the event.
I am very curious to see how people will react. Like, because in a race, there's spectators. So people are at the starting line, they're at the finish line, but they're also all throughout the race. So one thing that I'm kind of intrigued to see, because I've read different elite runners' blogs and stuff, and how they felt like shame when they're running because people think, oh, that's not good for your baby. Why are you doing this? And judge them for running races while they're pregnant. And so I'm kind of intrigued to see if I feel any of that. It'll be interesting to see. But it's countercultural to be in a race that big and long while you're pregnant. So we'll see.
Ultimately for Nikki, it's about fun and personal challenge.
It's just a fun goal for me because it's something that I love to do. And so that's why I'm doing it. Just because it's fun and I like to do it.
Nikki continued to train throughout an unusually long and cold winter. I spoke with her the week before the race.
Next weekend is the weekend of the race.
Yeah.
Are you still ready to participate in this half marathon, right?
I believe I am as ready as I could be.
So you've been training.
Yeah.
And it's been winter and we've had a lot of snow.
Yes.
So what have you been doing to train between the last time we spoke and this time?
I have not ran outside one time since we last spoke. I have been training on the treadmill only. So I'm a little nervous to get outside, and it's a different feeling to run on a treadmill and to run in the great outdoors. So making the transition will be interesting, but I'm also really, really, really trying not to focus on time because I'm a lot slower. Like my mile time is a lot slower than it normally is. And so I'm trying not to look at pace and just going off of how my body feels, how my effort is going in.
Are you feeling better about doing it, or do you have a few concerns going into this since the last time we talked?
I actually feel a lot better going into it. Like when I first started doing a few long runs, maybe like a month or a month and a half ago, I was worried because I was feeling a lot of pressure. I felt like physical pressure, and I was feeling a lot of, I was feeling uncomfortable with running. Just, I wasn't adapting very fast, but then now I think my body has adapted to like, oh, okay, we made room. We've gotten different muscles strengthened through the training. And so actually I feel really good health-wise to do it. The only thing I'm worried about right now is I looked at the weather and it's supposed to be like 9 degrees and it might be snowing. So if it's slick out, I don't think I'll do it because I'm too scared to fall. And so I wouldn't want to risk slipping and hurting myself or my baby while running a half marathon just because I want to. So if it's icy or snowing, I won't do it, but the cold won't deter me from doing it. I've run in the cold before.
What is it that you're hoping to get out of this?
I feel like there's a few things. One, I am one of those people that I want to push myself to the limit. It's one of the reasons that I love watching Survivor and doing those kind of things. And I love being able to see what my body can do. I've never done anything like this while being pregnant. And I didn't run my first marathon until after having both my girls. I think it's a cool accomplishment to be able to do. I think I've definitely like gotten more physically prepared for this as I've gotten older. I just want to go out there and have fun. It's giving me a goal while I'm pregnant, but I want to stay healthy for me and my baby. And then after the baby's here, I think recovering from having a baby will be so much easier if I stay more fit than I had in the past. I'm excited to just experience a race for fun. I literally feel no pressure about time. It's not going to be a pretty time, and that's okay. It's more about enjoying the run and enjoying the journey, knowing that my body can do hard things. Like I can push it and it can meet the challenge.
The day of the race finally came. The frigid temperature and snow forecast by the weatherman failed to materialize. I met with Nikki to follow up on the events of that day.
I did it.
And it turned out to be not quite so bitterly cold as you thought.
No, it was still really cold. Like my fingers at some point went numb, but I was expecting it to feel much worse. There was a few times that we ran on the outer road of a highway. So there was nothing to block the wind, and that got pretty cold. Like I had to pull up one of my Survivor buffs, and I'll pull it up over my face so that my nose and my mouth was covered because it got pretty cold. Most of the race was between houses and buildings and things, and that really helped break up the wind. So just my hands were ice cold. Throughout the whole pregnancy, I feel like my hands and my feet get cold really fast.
So what was your time?
I finished in 2 hours and 29 minutes.
What's your best time for a half marathon?
I think it's somewhere around 1:45. So I was about 45 minutes slower than normal. But it helped that it was so cold because I have a Garmin watch that I look at my pace and how far I've gone and all of that. I had so many layers on that I couldn't get to my Garmin. It was underneath all my layers. So I didn't know what pace I was going. I just kind of listened to my body. And if it was like, hey, you feel good, I would run and feel good, or if it told me to slow down, I would find the pace that felt the best.
Does this race mean something more to you, or is it just another race?
It was a really cool race because about mile 10, I was tired, and that was the furthest I had ran in training. And so every step after that was the furthest I'd ever run while pregnant. I got a little emotional in mile 10 and I was like, you can't cry yet, you're not done. I was trying to keep it in and not get too emotional, but I definitely felt like it was special. And actually during the race, I kept referring to, because we're having a boy, so I kept referring to him by a certain name. And at the end of the race, Jared was like, let's name him. And I was like, I already know his name. So I thought it was cool. Like, I had a good like internal dialogue with him while we were running, and just like that this was a special moment for us as mom and unknowing baby. He didn't really have a choice in the run, but but it was a cool experience.
You were a little worried about some people being a little judgmental.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel that?
It helped that I had a lot of layers on, because I think if I was in my tank top, you could really see my belly a lot more. And since I had 3 or 4 layers on and a jacket, and I had gloves stuffed in my pocket, I think it helped hide it a little bit. But racers are so encouraging. So whether I was passing them or they were passing me, just that little nod of encouragement to like, keep going, you're doing great. I really didn't feel any judgment when I was running, but it was never like a, do you not love your baby? No, most people were really encouraging, and races are such a happy time. Like, people enjoy going to the race. There were spectators out there cheering us on. The race should always be a celebration. And so I really did feel that when I was running, just that I was like excited that I could do it, excited that I was doing it. Yeah, I just felt like it was a good time.
Do you think you're a good example for other pregnant women?
I am of the mindset that when you're pregnant, you're not sick or diseased or incapable. Like, all of a sudden I can't lift anything. Like, no, that's not how it goes. There's not any wrong or right way to be pregnant. I think it's a case-by-case basis, and you just have to do what's best for you. And obviously I talked to my doctor, and he was totally behind me 100% in doing the race, or I would not have done it. He kind of laughed because I told him every week I'm getting bigger and my belly's getting bigger, and it's getting harder to run that far. And I don't see him again for a few weeks, and he is very excited to hear about it, like if I finished or kind of just what happened and how tough it was. So I don't think I'm like an example to other pregnant people, because sometimes, like with my first two, I didn't run at all. I couldn't, like, my body just didn't feel good when I was running, and my body feels good while I'm running right now. So if in a week my body starts telling me something different, I'll listen to that. But I ran a 5K yesterday just on my own, and so I think I'm going to keep trying. However I do it, I'd like to continue doing at least one 5K a week, where just trying to keep moving and busy. And with all this cold weather, it's been kind of tricky to stay motivated because I'm not going outside. It's way too cold. It's finally starting to warm up, but I am intrigued to see how fast my body can recover after baby and get myself back into running shape, like my normal running shape, since I have been working out through this pregnancy. Because with the girls, I just kind of quit running. I would still try to walk and be healthy, but I didn't have any goals. I never ran more than necessary to chase my toddler around. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how the recovery process goes.
Have you learned anything through this process?
I feel like I'm always learning new things about being challenged and putting my body to the test. I can do hard things. I'm a very disciplined person, so I wasn't surprised once I signed up for the race that on the weekends I did my long run. Did I always feel like doing 9, 8, 9, 10 miles? No. But once I commit to something, I'm all in. And so just trusting my body, really listening to it. And if I needed to slow down, I just let myself slow down, which in normally in a race, I'm like 100%, 100%, 100%. This, I gave myself a lot of grace. And so just learning to have grace with myself where I'm at and not be concerned about external pressures like time and going for a certain goal or a certain place or anything like that. It's just, I ran it because I wanted to and I could and I am able. So I did. And it was really fun. It was a good race.
Do you think you have a message for other people?
I guess if I had a message for people with child, it would be don't let people's preconceived notions of what being pregnant should look like stop you from doing what you feel like you can. There are points where your body says, I need you to stop or slow down. I can feel it. We have that woman's intuition. We have a motherly instinct. It starts when you're pregnant and you just have to listen and trust yourself that you know. You're not weak if you have to stop or slow down. It's okay to still have goals when you're pregnant. And yes, you can still lift weights and you can still exercise and you can still be fit and healthy. You just have to trust your body and do what as your doctor says. And so I feel like that's just, if I were going to tell pregnant people something, it's that you can do it.
I think that sums it up nicely. While Nikki has not inspired me to take up running, she has reminded me that we can achieve incredible things through effort. It's a great lesson. I also want to thank Rowan, Nikki's 4-year-old, who you can hear in the background of our interviews. Rowan was very patient with this interviewer, taking up her mama's time. Oh, and as for the name of the baby that Nikki had an emotional conversation with during the race, his name is Emmett. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Within the Realm. We hope you enjoyed it. You can find show notes on this episode and a full archive of all episodes at our website, withinpodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss a single episode. You can find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and the usual podcast channels. If you've enjoyed our show, be sure to tell your friends. We want your feedback. You can communicate with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, thanks for listening.